Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Mara Steepers is part of the new move in mental health to not just treat illness and issues, but to promote wellness. That's why we call him a personal trainer for the mind. We're working through a series with him on happiness, simple things you can do that are found to make you feel better in life. Mara, what are your next two tips?
So these are Sonia Livermorski's tips for the how of happiness. They were put out by the Happiness Institute. And these are the happiness enhancing strategies. So tips number 7 and 8 are replaying and savouring life's joys. And committing to your goals or having goals that you're working on. So replaying and savoring life's joys. The thinking behind this is that happy people are more likely to spend time remembering and reminiscing over the good times that they've had, the peak experiences that they may have had. Maybe it's childbirth, maybe it's certain accomplishments that they've made. And that type of thinking actually allows them to be a lot more resilient in negative times. So they've got a little bit of perspective to be able to put on things. It's that light at the end of the tunnel type stuff. If I can remember and formally remember these times that I've had that have been very good, then I can be inspired and more optimistic to start towards working towards them. And so I guess in terms of having a strategy for this, it might be that this is something that you can actually actively go out to seek and formally do, is to actually sit down and remember in a slightly different way by creating a photo journal or doing some writing, just to really capture that experience so that you really implant it for yourself, and then you can actually go back to it. So that wedding album thing, if you've got you can go back and relive that day time and time again because you've got the proof of it. And what happens is you actually piggyback some of those feelings. And if you remember feeling happy, then you start to actually feel it now. So the second tip for this week is committing to your goals. We've done goal setting here on Mind Games before, and again, they find that people that are much more likely to be happy are constantly working towards something. They've got something on the agenda that's taking their focus and it's driving them to keep pushing themselves. So when you're stagnant, you tend to slip into negative ways of thinking. So having something to be working towards, and I guess one way to really enhance this is to not only have sort of short-term, medium, long-term goals and smart goal setting, which we've talked about before, but to do it in all areas of your life. You can prioritize and have goal setting around things like holidays that I want to take, or relaxation. I need to factor in some relaxation time or some stress management time, so I can make that my goal. If I'm then putting that on the agenda, I'm working towards that, then I'm more likely to A, achieve it, and B, feel a sense of joy and accomplishment for having done so. And so then, I can give myself a pat on the back and move on to the next thing. And if I can do that frequently, then I'm more likely to be much more happier overall.